We'll go to the state issue in just a moment, but one more follow-up at the national level. There seems to be some subtle, and in some cases not so subtle, wordsmithing going on. You don't hear the term war on terror anymore. I think it's actually been stricken from the vernacular. We hear a very early pronouncement about closing Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which I guess is a new president's prerogative, but I would think you'd want to have the new plan of what you're going to do with these bad guys before you telegraph a one-year deadline for closing the place that holds some of the most heinous bad guys in world history. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's symbolism or it's reality. In other words, if this announcement of closing Guantanamo is symbolic, and then when they don't find a place for these people, Guantanamo will stay open beyond the 1 year, or it's reality and they're going to just, you know, in 1 year, let them out whether they find a place for them or not. But I would think you'd want to have, this is a serious matter. This isn't just a political matter. It involves people who have been released from Guantanamo. A significant number of them have gone back and started killing people again. And I know the press doesn't cover that very much, but that just happens to be the reality. So we're not talking about people that you have much margin of error with. If you let them out and you send them to the wrong places, they're going to be killing Americans and innocent people again.
And we see an example where one is slated to be let go. They're going to be returned to a country who has already said they're not going to detain them. That means they're right back in the jihad.
Yeah, or maybe you send them to a country that says they will detain them and then doesn't, which can also happen. These are dangerous people. The history of the people that have been released demonstrates that. No one is exaggerating that. No one is making that up. The reality is people have been released from Guantanamo and they've gone back into terrorist activities. So before we do some kind of mass release from Guantanamo, there's got to be a plan. And I only hope that that was a symbolic statement by the president to fulfill a campaign promise of his, but then it'll be carried out in a practical way. In fact, largely that's what I hope about President Obama. I hope there's a significant level of practicality that will scale back these plans as he and his administration realize that they're not working. And gosh, if you look at the market every day, you couldn't get a more dramatic result, immediate feedback on the what is regarded as the wisdom of your plan than what's happened in the market. I know the president has said you shouldn't pay attention to the market, but for the people who have pensions, there's no choice but to have to pay attention to it, and those are millions of people.